Orla Per Gimel, Mishnah Zion 3:7. This is really the Mishnah around which the previous Mishnahs have been revolving. It starts out by saying, Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir, the reason for his rationale in the previous Mishnahs that certain things can never be batal in any amount is because those things are Devar Mishnah B'minyan, things that are sold as individual units. And he holds that anything sold by the individual unit is too significant, too chashuv, to ever be batal. Therefore, he held that if they get mixed up with others, regardless of the ratio, the whole mixture becomes forbidden. As we'll see in a moment, the Chacham disagree, and they say that while certain things that are Devarim Shebeminyan, that are counted and sold by the individual unit, are too significant to be batal, that list is very finite and limited to the six, or you'll see in a second, seven items on the list of the Mishnah, and no more. So the Mishnah says inside, Shehai Reb Meir Omer, Eshedarka Limanot, anything which is normally in commercial transactions sold by the individual unit, mikadesh, it will cause the mixture to be forbidden in any ratio, regardless, even 1 to 1,000. The word mikadesh here means to make forbidden, is really harkening back to the pasuk that refers to kilai hakerem, when it says, pen tikdash hamaleya, lest the kilai hakerem, the grains growing beneath the vines, make all of it to be tikadesh, forbidden, off limits. And that's harkening back to that notion and that reference to that word here. V'chacham omrim einu mikadesh. The chacham say, no, these things in a mixture are not going to be, even if they're sold by individual units, they can be batal, and they will not make the whole mixture forbidden if you have more than 200 times against, if we're talking about the isurim of orla or kilah hakerem. Ela shisha devarim bilvad, with the exception of six specific things that are so significant that they themselves can never be batal, even in a mix. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva says he agrees with the Chacham that the list is finite, but he adds one more item to the list than just those six. So he says there are seven. Ve'eluhem, and this is that list of six. Egoze Ferech. Egoze Perech are nuts from a particular place, like walnuts from a particular place called Perech, says the Bartanura, or he brings a second shot, like Tosfos, that it could be that they're sort of soft-shelled, and therefore are sort of very special nuts. Ramoni Badan, pomegranates from a place called Badan. The Chavios Stumos, amphora, jugs of wine that are sealed. The Chalufos Traden, the beet leaves, the leaves that grow back, those are very significant and valuable and therefore not batal. The kulse kruv, the stalks of cabbages, which again also special and valuable, extra good cabbage stalks. Udalas yavanis, the Egyptian gourd, which found its way to many Mishnahs in the past. It grows large and spreads far and wide. So those six things are sold by the unit individually, and they're especially good, and therefore they can't be batal according to everybody. But other things, say the Chacham, which are sold by the unit, can be batal in a mix. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Kikaros Shel Bal Habayis, he adds a seventh item, the loaves of bread that are made by a householder, meaning as opposed to in a bakery, but individual larger loaves of bread that are made in a household. This was the custom in the time of Rabbi Akiva, that those breads were much larger. Those are also too significant to be batal. The Mishnah ends by conceding that not all of these things could be Orla and Kilai Kerem. Some are some and some are the other. So it says, Haroi La Orla Orla, whichever of these things are grow on trees could be Orla, like for example, the nuts and the pomegranates and the barrels of wine, and Kilai HaKerem, Kilai HaKerem. And we're talking about Kilai HaKerem in the context of things which can't be Orla, but they could be growing under a vine, like, for example, the wine, which could be growing above grain, of course, as well as the beet leaves, the cabbages, and the Delas Yavanis, the Egyptian gourd. Now, Halach Lamaisa, fascinatingly, is a Machlokas and Rishonim, who we go like. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva, and he says only seven things of this list are the Devarim Shebeminyan, things that are counted, which can't be batal, but other things could be batal. And that's how the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yod of Yoredera paskens. But many Rishonim disagree, and they paskens like Rabbi Meir, basically also brings a bunch of them, that anything that can be counted, that is normally counted and sold by the individual unit, is too significant to be batel in any mixture. And that's how the Rama paskins. And he says, the Rama says, Yesh om de kol davar shebeminyan dahainu darku limnoso tamid. He says, anything which is always sold by individual units and counted, einu batel v'chein nohagin, it can never be batel. And that is how Ashkenazi poskim rule in general, like the Rama. And that is how the Rama says we ought to paskin, that davar shebeminyan is never batel.